Ninu Buju and the Serpents. One day something happened to Ninu Buju's brother, the wolf. Ninu Buju told him, never go on the lake in the wintertime, because those spirits that live underneath are jealous of me and my power. If they see you on the lake, maybe they'll get you and kill you. Shikodzin Ini thought, maybe he is just saying that, thinking that if I go on the lake, I'll get homesick and just go back to my people. But I will never leave him. That's my brother. But I still want to go on the lake and run around. So of course the wolf went to the lake, and right away the ice cracked open and the serpents went and grabbed Ninu Buju's brother. They brought him to the very bottom and they ripped him to pieces. The wolf was gone, and they say that the only thing left was his head. The serpents took the wolf's head and threw it up on the shoreline, and they say that it's still there to this day. Ninu Buju was furious and decided to go to war with the serpents. The serpents are not something you fool around with. They say that the serpents have big horns and arms and legs. They're strong and fast swimmers. They can move quickly on land as well. We know that those serpents have a power that's much greater than ours, but Ninu Buju didn't care. All he could think about was to kill them. One day the serpents were laying on the beach soaking up the sun. Ninu Buju hid himself by turning into a stump. And then when they weren't looking, the stump would move over to get a little bit closer. Meanwhile, they didn't know that the stump was there because they were not even paying attention. The stump was getting closer and closer. And before long, that stump was just right beside them on the beach. Ninu Buju waited for them to look away one last time. And when they did, he jumped out with his arrows and started to shoot the serpents. He killed all of them except one. With the last serpent, he cut off its nose and horns and said, you go back and tell the other serpents that if they want more, I got it. And he sent the last serpent back down. As expected, the water started to bubble, and all those serpents that found out what Ninu Buju did were enraged with him. The serpents decided that they had to kill him, and they had to kill him quick. So they hired someone to kill Ninu Buju. This hired assassin wasn't just a regular person. She was a very powerful old lady who could turn into a tiny little frog. The serpents gave that frog a very powerful medicine at the end of her tongue. They said that all the frog had to do was lick Ninu Buju once, and he would perish because that's how powerful the medicine was. Ninu Buju was sitting there one day, and all of a sudden, a little frog comes bouncing along. But that frog didn't even know it was Ninu Buju. The frog said, hey, I'm looking for Ninu Buju. Ninu Buju said, I don't know where he is. I heard he's out west somewhere. I have no idea where he went. Oh, okay, said the frog. Ninu Buju asked, how come you are looking for Ninu Buju? Well, I don't know, said the frog, reluctant to tell the man her business. Ninu Buju was smart, and he told that little frog, I don't like him. If you find him, let him know that I want to fight him. Ninu Buju tricked the frog, and the little frog said, you know what? Me too, she continued. I want to kill him too. I've been employed by the serpents to kill him. Maybe we can kill him together. Ninu Buju said, yes, maybe we can. As soon as that frog turned around, Ninu Buju grabbed his arrow and stabbed that frog and killed her. The little frog didn't have a chance. It was over before it started because Ninu Buju was smart. He said to himself, I'm going to turn myself into that frog and I'm going to go down there and kill the serpents with their own poison. So Nina Buju took the frog and cut it open and then wrapped the frog's skin around his own body and went down as an imposter, pretending to be that old lady. Now that he was the frog, Nina Buju had his chance to go down to where the serpents were. So he jumped into the lake and he started to swim downward. When he got down there, the serpents thought he was the little frog coming to report to them, and they asked her, "So how did it go?" "Oh, I killed him. That medicine worked. Nina Buju is dead." The serpent said, "Good, good, good." They were happy and started to celebrate. As soon as the serpents looked away, Nina Buju turned into his human form and shot them all with his arrows. But they say he never shot them in their body. He shot them in their shadow. They say that the Anishinaabe is made up of three parts. You always hear four, but when I was younger, I always heard three. There is the physical body, there is the spirit, and there is the shadow. The shadow is often overlooked, but it is a part of us. After he killed the serpents, Nina Buju swam to the top of the lake, and he saw a bird there. The bird said, "Boy, you're pretty good. You got powerful medicine, but I've been watching everything. I've been watching the whole drama of you guys for a long time now. And Nina Buju, maybe you killed this little tribe here, but this lake is filled with them all over, and they're going to get you." Nina Buju said, "Why are you talking to me like that?" He said, "Take that back." The colorful bird said, "No." Nina Buju said, "Because you said that, I'm going to take all your colors away and put them in my bag." That bird today is known as Anade, the crow.